You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. I'm Lisa Berry, and this week we're focusing on the performing arts with local journalist and blogger Jen McKee. Hello, Jen.
Hi, Lisa.
Joining us for the start of the segment is Joe York from the Ypsilanti Community Theater Group PTD Productions. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you.
You're getting ready for your opening night of a very funny play, Noises Off. It's your 22nd season.
Yeah, and Noises Off is a very familiar play to a lot of people because it's a very famous stage farce where it's about actors putting on a show, but there's all the comedy of the slamming doors and kind of mistaken entrances and all that kind of stuff. So can you tell me a little bit about how you kind of just in the beginning stages of rehearsal get started on that process? Because obviously you can't go at full speed right out of the gate.
We try to block it, we take our time. It's all blocked now, and so now we're adding the speed, and we're adding the precision of the movements. It's just a very heavy time piece. You have to be right on time. The timing is so important because all the stuff that's going on, there's 7 lead characters in this show. They're all vying to take up your attention so that the story flows and you can understand it. Because it's a lot of crazy stuff.
And just for background, could you provide a little bit of the story? I should have asked that first, but just a little bit of what the basic premise is.
The first act of the show is the rehearsal, the final rehearsal for a show. Nothing On is the name of the farce that they are doing. All the kind of troubles that go on in any stage production exist there, and you get to see them as they're rehearsing. It's a screwy but funny show that they're doing. It doesn't make much sense, but that's a farce, and they're doing it on top of that. So they're doing that in the first act. In the second act, you see a production from backstage and the action that goes on behind the scenes while people are trying to keep it together and get to their places and help each other while at the same time they've been doing this for a while. So they develop some antipathies for each other. It's very hilarious.
I've heard it described as one of the funniest plays ever written.
It is hilarious, and it's just so difficult to do. It takes so much practice, but it's so rewarding to see it done right. I've seen the show live 4 times, right here at EMU 8-10 years ago. It was very good.
That's Joe York. He's directing Noises Off, PTD Productions. Where can we see this?
This is at the Riverside Arts Center right in downtown Ipsy. It will open November 10th and run Thursday, Friday, Saturday for 2 weekends at 8 p.m. And then we have 2 matinees, one on Sunday the 13th and then Wednesday the 16th.
Thank you, Joe York, for joining us on this segment of Art and Soul. Back to Jen McKee. Lots going on in our area.
Yeah, some great stuff coming up late this month as well as all of November. First and foremost, coming up quickly, is Elvis Costello at the Michigan Theater. That's happening October 30th at 8 p.m. After that, unfortunately, Patty Griffin's show at the Arc is sold out. That would be where I would be. But Suzanne Vega is also coming. She'll be there at the Arc on November 4th at 8 p.m. And here on EMU's campus, there's going to be an English rock band called The 1975, who I had not had any knowledge of until they appeared on SNL, Saturday Night Live. They were the musical guest once last season.
Okay.
So they'll be here at the EMU Convocation Center on November 11th.
That'll be fun. Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra, their season is underway. What's coming up next?
Yeah, they have a really neat event, a Harry Potter event, where they're doing music from that. Unfortunately, it's sold out.
Oh.
but they also, that same weekend, have a Tchaikovsky show on November 11th at the Michigan Theater. So tickets are still available for that. You may not be able to get Harry Potter, but you can get a little Tchaikovsky in.
I know it's frustrating for fans, but yeah. It's always nice to say that something is sold out. That's what you want to hear.
Absolutely, and they sold out a few months ago, I think. So I think a lot of people were really excited by that.
Your kids are younger than mine, but mine, of course, dabbled with a ukulele. And there's more than a dabbler coming to town.
Oh, yes. There's a kind of YouTube sensation. Jake Shima Bakuro is coming courtesy of UMS on November 16th at 7:30 at Hill Auditorium. He is a virtuoso on the ukulele and just a marvelous musician. interesting personality, too. So that's another pop option for people this month.
And he became popular on YouTube?
Yep.
Have you seen it?
I have. I went and checked it out because when I saw him on the lineup, I thought, I haven't heard of this person. And it was kind of addicting. I started watching video after video of him performing.
Where's Mom? She's watching ukulele videos.
Yeah, I know. Well, and he would do a lot of pop songs. And, you know, he does he draws from a very broad range of music. And that's one of the reasons why he's so interesting to a lot of people, I think.
Well, great. We'll look forward to that. And some authors coming to town?
Yep. There's the Zell Visiting Writer Series at the University of Michigan has some just fantastic opportunities this month. Celeste Ng, who wrote the best-selling novel Everything I Never Told You, Colm Tobin, who wrote Brooklyn, among other things, will be here on November 17th. Lisa Crone, who was the Tony Award winner behind Alison Bechdel's adaptation of Fun Home. All these really, really kind of interesting, fun authors will be in town and talking at the University of Michigan Museum of Art Helmut Stern Auditorium. So check out the Zell Visiting Writer Series to see what more specific information for each of those events.
And last but not least, there's an event created by women for women or about women. What are we talking about?
Yes, a new event is called Hersey. It was put together by Patty Smith, who is an educator, local educator, but she's also a... she does some improv. She's a local historian. She's a writer. And she has gathered several women from the local area to put together basically a variety show of storytelling, of dancing, of possibly poems, playwriting, maybe reading some, you know, childhood diaries, all kinds of stuff. It just sounds like a fun event. And that will be at Pointless Brewery on November 10th.
Asking for a friend if one had a singing scholarship to college, might they be invited?
They might be.
Maybe next time.
Do you know anyone like that, Lisa?
Maybe next time. All right. Jen McKee, local blogger and journalist, thanks so much for joining us for this edition of Art and Soul.
It was my pleasure.